Chapter 2. Elmer Plummer, a barber at Newgate Prison.
Newgate Prison in London is a horrible, frightening place. There are all kinds of prisoners there. Everybody inside the prison is corrupt. In fact, prisoners leave Newgate much worse than when they entered. Only prisoners with money are treated well by the prison workers. Prisoners pay bribes for the simplest things. Somebody with no money is likely to find himself naked and starving in Newgate. I know all about it. I'm Elmer Plummer, the prison barber, and I'm a prisoner myself. People outside Newgate considered prisoners to be zoo animals. In fact, Londoners paid money to get the chance to see some unhappy prisoners in their small cells. Charles Dickens even wrote a book about us called Little Dorrit after his first visit to Newgate. I was serving a 4-year sentence for theft at the time of Sweeney Todd's arrival. I made a good living in the prison, thanks to the large number of rich prisoners there. They still needed a good shave now and then. One day, Sweeney came to me and asked me to teach him my profession. I agreed, and even gave him some of my earnings. Soon, we became good friends. I taught him how to be a barber, and also how to steal. One of my jobs was to shave prisoners before their hanging, and Sweeney often helped me in this job. We stole any coins from the pockets of the prisoners while we were shaving them. Well, they certainly didn't need them. But Sweeney was an angry, violent person. He often thought of cutting the throats of these poor men. The longer he stayed inside Newgate Prison, the angrier he became towards the people outside. During his stay in Newgate, he promised to take vengeance against society as soon as he was free. Sweeney Todd left prison at the age of 19, and I saw him from time to time outside. He started working as a travelling barber and practiced his trade in any free space. Travelling barbers often got into fights over their territory, fights that sometimes ended in bloodshed. During his time as a travelling barber, Sweeney committed his first murder. He was living with a woman at the time, and he was a very jealous person. One afternoon, a drunken man came to him for a shave and told him about his love affair with a woman. He described her, and she was very similar to Sweeney's woman. Sweeney could not control his anger, and he used his razor to kill for the first time. "My first one was a young gent at Hyde Park Corner," Sweeney later confessed to me. "I cut him from ear to ear." Sweeney Todd was never brought to justice for this crime. The incident, however, ended his relationship with the young woman, and he was forced to practice his profession in a different place for a while. Several years after his first murder, Sweeney earned enough money to buy a shop in Fleet Street. The choice of Fleet Street for a barber shop was unusual, because there were not many barbers in that part of the city. This was the famous street of the newspaper publishers. Sweeney's shop was located in Fleet Street, between St Dunstan's Church and a little street called Hen and Chicken Court. He hung out his sign, "Easy Shaving for a Penny," and he also advertised other things. For example, he put jars with teeth in the window, You see, barbers often pulled teeth in those days. He also showed jars of blood, because barbers also took blood from people to cure them of different diseases. Along with the jars of teeth and blood, there were also wigs of human hair. Sweeney made them himself. The shop was a small dark place with a single barber's chair in the middle of the floor, a bench for waiting customers, and a shelf full of combs, scissors, and of course, razors. It was a building with two floors and a basement. Sweeney lived above the shop and used the basement for evil purposes. It was a very sinister business.